I will leave the hot dog eating contest talk for another time. As spirited as it could be.
365 days from now.
I feel like we could have gone the entire hour just debating.
You know what his payout was on that?
How much did he win?
10 G's.
Doesn't seem like enough.
Yeah, but think about, so that's probably a major one. You probably maybe get 3 to 5.
How much did he win for the deep fried asparagus?
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know, you go on the smaller circuits, you're probably getting a couple $1,000s.
I'm not sure you could pay me enough to eat that much deep fried asparagus.
He's probably getting 6 figures at least pulling in per year just on eating.
But is that worth the dump? Is it worth what has to be some hellish dump?
You know, that's one of those questions that you can really never answer, you know, until you're faced with that situation.
Until you've been there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's leave that as our 8-year-old demographic. They're out.
I know. I've isolated our southern demographic, right. And you know, whatever.
We have to put a parental advisory on this podcast. So let's go to the Mets, who lost last night to the Phils. They've split the first 2 games of their series with them. Game coming tonight. Bricks, ultimate Met fan. Your thoughts?
Well, it's a good matchup. It's R.A. Dickey versus Cole Hamels. I hate Cole Hamels.
You do hate Cole Hamels.
Interesting. You know, Cole Hamels is being rumored to be heading out of town come to trade deadline.
What would you do if the Mets got him?
The Mets aren't going to get him.
What would you do?
See, I don't think Cole Hamels is that great. There's a lot of pitchers, you know, when they throw Roy Halladay out there.
Right. What would you do if, like, Sandy Alderson was like, man, the Mets are in it. We could take a run at this. Let's go get some more pitching. We need some pitching, and then go out and get Cole Hamels.
Well, are we getting Cole Hamels as a rental to try to make a postseason push, or are we getting him with the intent to sign him to a long-term deal?
I don't care. Your thoughts?
Either way, I'm probably bummed about it. You're for bummed? A week until he wins me a couple games, and then he's
and then,
my boy.
And then you're over it? All right. Would there ever be a point where Chipper would join the Mets and you'd get over it?
No.
All right.
I hate Chipper Jones. Plus, if he's joining the Mets,
Larry Chipper,
where are we going to put him? We're obviously not putting him at the 3-bag. Here's a question about the Mets, and obviously we talk about the Mets weekly. There's not too much to say, but as we head into the All-Star break, the Mets have this rubber match against the Phillies, great pitching matchup. Then they go to play the Cubs, the lowly club, Cubs, who did win a series, took a series in Wrigley. From the Mets, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd think the Mets have a chance to take a couple games there, you know, potentially win this series, win or sweep the next series, head into the All-Star break, comfortably over .500.
Yep.
Second in the NL East.
Mm-hmm.
Hovering around, say, 2.5 to 3.5 games. Well, it would be a whole number. So, say, 2 or 3 games behind the Washington Nationals.
Yep.
For a team that had the expectations, you know, of a dead goat coming into the season, is David Wright, who's hitting in and around .350 to .360, has 10 home runs, has 54 RBI as of now.
Is there a question coming?
Yeah. I'm laying it all out there very slowly. Is he the MVP of the National League?
That's a tough one.
54 RBI.
I would say he's certainly in the conversation. The only problem is there is somebody else on the Mets who you could say is in that conversation.
What, the Dickster?
Dickey.
No, it's pitchers don't win the MVP.
Did Justin Verlander not just win the MVP?
I mean, they do win it. They shouldn't win it.
I understand. I'm just saying, I think you'd have to lean right. It's just in the voting, I think it might hurt him that Dickey's having such a great year.
Yeah,
it's one of those classic, like, Jeter's having a great year, but everyone else on the Yankees is on the Yankees, so he's not going to win the MVP.
Well, it's not. See, it's actually very much the opposite of that. He gets hindered by the fact that he plays on a great team with great players, and Alex Rodriguez is on the team. And, Lucas Duda is not stealing MVP votes away.
But if you had it your way, Nieuwenhuis would.
Kurt Nieuwenhuis is the man. But, you know, he's probably not going to get too many MVP votes. He should get some Rookie of the Year votes.
No, I think you'd have to lean right now.
Well, you have Beltran's having a great year statistically in terms of power numbers. He's having a better year, definitely, as is Joey Votto. Joey Votto, you know, David Wright is a doubles machine with some power. Joey Votto is a doubles machine with more power.
Yeah.
So it gets to the – but the Cincinnati Reds, who are – by the way, a game behind the Pittsburgh Pirates right now.
Yow.
They have high expectations. So even though they're performing pretty well, it gets to the argument of, does the MVP go to the most valuable player, which I would say that David Wright is of more value to his team.
Or the guy in the, yeah.
Or the best player in the National League.
By the way, speaking of David Wright, on a scale of 1 to Chipper Jones just stole your girlfriend, how mad are you that David Wright was not named a starter on the All-Star team?
10 is Chipper Jones just stole my girlfriend?
Yeah, let's say that.
I mean, that's tough. I'm a 6 or a 7. He definitely deserves it. You look at Pablo Sandoval's numbers, they're literally half. He's hitting 50 points worse than David Wright is. He has half as many RBI, and he even has less home runs, and David Wright's home run numbers are not gaudy by any means. It's ridiculous. I would like to see Tony La Russa, you know, especially since the National League is playing for something in this All-Star game. I would imagine Sandoval gets one AB. Maybe hits the field for 2 innings, and then you put David Wright
in,
and David goes for about probably 4 innings, gets 2 at-bats.
All right.
It is ridiculous, but if he would have got snubbed from the team,
that would have been bad. Yeah.
That would have been like a 9. I'd almost be calling Chipper up. By the way, on a side tangent,
yeah.
If Chipper Jones stole my girlfriend, I'd be more mad at my girlfriend than Chipper Jones.
What would be worse, Chipper Jones or Nick Swisher stealing your girlfriend?
Oh, Chipper.
Chipper?
Yeah.
Would Chipper be a 10 and Nick Swisher being a 9?
I mean, listen, anybody stealing my girlfriend, I'm not going to be very happy about. Like, it's not a sweet thing. I'd be pretty upset at either of those guys.
All right, let's move to the Yanks. Obviously, the pitching injuries they've had, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Rays. And that series just concluded. And they're about to embark on a 3-game series with the Sox. The hated Red, or 4-game series, excuse me, with the Red Sox in Fenway.
Big series, by the way.
Huge series.
Red Sox are,
well,
they're an interesting.
The Red Sox were on the rise, and then they got swept by the A's.
Right, that's what I was about to say. They're on the rise, and then you
good
know,
God,
and that's what happens with the Red Sox all season. They're the worst team you've ever seen. They're, you know, Bobby V's on the hot seat. Next thing you know, they run off 8-10 games, and you're like, oh, this.
How
team
do you
is-
get swept by the A's?
And what are they going to do? They're about to get Ellsbury back, Crawford, who is invisible. He's been,
that's been one of the worst signings.
Right, you forget that Carl Crawford is on the Red Sox. If he comes back and can be Carl Crawford,
they're going to be interesting. So I think this is the Yankees need to take advantage of these 4 games and pad their
the
lead.
Top of that order, which it doesn't Ellsbury even exist
and Crawford
right now.
And Ellsbury, and Pedroia.
Oh my God, yeah. with Big Poppy hitting home runs at the pace he's hitting them. They're gonna put up 8 runs a game easily.
So if there's anybody in Yankee land panicking, calm down. They're fine. I know the injuries, but just relax. And I'll transition more to this because the Red Sox are coming in, or the Yankees are going to the Red Sox. I, as a Yankee fan, as you know, I can't stand the Red Sox. I hate everything about them. Everything. There's not a better way to say that. And so I got thinking about this. We've done it before. The Mount Rushmore of blank. This week, we did hated athletes a couple weeks ago. Let's go personal Mount Rushmore of hated teams. For me, first off, the Washington, it's the Red Sox. Screw those guys and everything they stand for.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's your number one?
Number one is the Red Sox. I hate the Red Sox.
Did you just call them the Washington?
The Washington.
So you have a personal ranking system of the Mount Rushmore? You have a Mount Rushmore of Mount Rushmore?
Well, I base it off of the current Mount Rushmore.
But, like, you've ranked those presidents.
Well, I think you can see there's a pattern to all of it. I mean, you can see that Washington is, he's freaking Washington. He goes out there, right. He's first, everyone's measured after him. Lincoln, arguably the greatest president. Jefferson made a cultural impact with the Declaration, and he bought Louisiana, blah, blah, blah. And Teddy Roosevelt, the sculptor liked him. Why the hell is he up there? History lesson on the Two Guys, One Mic podcast.
Okay, so
the Washington, the standard bearer, is the Red Sox. And then probably, I'd say the Lincoln is the Cowboys as a Giant fan. I hate the Star. I hate them. Jerry Jones is a douche.
Completely agree.
So is Romo with his backwards hat, you moron.
You know, he's grown up, though. He He's not just the backwards. Now he's the backwards hat and the fedora and that other, like, French hat. You know what I'm talking about?
It all sucks. All headwear that Tony Romo puts on is just awful.
Oh, and that smile, that little smug smile. How can, imagine if he won something. Imagine how smug that smile would become.
Be terrible.
Worst. He does have a nice twinkle in
his eye. It's my nightmare. Is the Cowboys winning a Super Bowl?
It'd be terrible. Imagine if you just had. Imagine if the Giants.
Imagine Jerry Jones winning another Super Bowl.
You know, and the thing
the party
is
they
that,
have
is
in that friggin' building. You know, they'd come to Jerry World for the parade. It'd be terrible. There.
We're both mid-20s, you know, guys.
Yep.
When they were winning all their Super Bowls, pretty young. I mean, I remember being like, yeah, that's a bummer, but. We had the Eagles one time losing the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
My Mount Rushmore, by the way, is Eagles number one, Cowboys two, Braves three. And then I would want to say the Miami Heat. They're my least favorite NBA team as a Knick fan.
Yep.
But really, I hate the Phillies more. I don't have a passionate hatred. And it's probably
NBA
because
team.
The Knicks have been so abysmal for so many years that all rivalry is kind of, it's not a rivalry.
Yeah.
It's this team's going to come in to beat the Knicks. This team's going to come in to beat the Knicks. So if that gets
it's a depressing state of affairs.
If that gets revved up again. But as it stands right now, it's Eagles, Braves, Cowboys, Phillies.
I think I have to round it out with you're not gonna like this, but Man United, the soccer team, I hate they're all whiny, entitled little brr. They are. I know you're sitting there going, all soccer players are whiny and entitled.
That's not what I was going to say.
I
wasn't going to say that.
You weren't going to say it with that inflection, but that is what you were going to say. They whine, they cry, they are entitled. So I hate Man United. I guess that's the Jefferson and then the Pittsburgh Penguins out of nowhere.
The Pittsburgh Penguins.
As a Ranger
fan,
I put the Penguins ahead of the Devils and the Islanders and the Flyers specifically.
Are you a Sid the Kid hater?
I hate Sid the Kid.
Can we dive
for the same reason,
divert for
whiny
one second.
Little punk. Go ahead.
Would you do? I know Sidney Crosby's a great player, even though you hate him, you have to say that
he
he's
is unbelievable. And that's a hard thing because I want to see the NHL grow the sport and maybe reclaim that solid footing as the fourth sport in America again. But that has to happen through Sid the Kid. I mean, it has to. He's English speaking, he's good looking, and he's an unbelievable player. So they have to grow through Sid the Kid.
And he's in a major market.
And I hate Sid the Kid. But go ahead.
But what I was going to say is, you know, would you want the Rangers to offer a Sidney Crosby type, you know, your personal animus aside, a contract to that grade of a player who's missed a season and a half, that $100 million-plus deal?
No.
That contract is the biggest risk I've ever seen.
I think if you're Pittsburgh, everything you do is tied to him. Franchise in
Evgeny
everything
Malkin's
is tied.
No,
I understand X and O wise you can be fine, but Evgeny Malkin ain't selling the seats the way Sidney Crosby is because Evgeny Malkin.
What seats is Sidney Crosby selling?
Because Evgeny Malkin's got that weird smush face and doesn't speak English well. Yeah, so he's not Malkin's not the marketing.
Right, but you
gold mine that Crosby is, and I think you're going to just trust the fact that Crosby will be better. I think it's an unbelievable risk, but I wasn't surprised when I saw the deal come down because of how much Crosby can be worth.
Right, like reports of Crosby intensified, you know, non-contact skating drills is not selling ticks.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I had a flashback to the Devils coach during the Coyotes series. Those are some teats with ticks, if
hello.
You know what I'm saying.
All right. I don't know how to transition out of it, so I just will. We'll come back. We'll end that conversation, then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit of NBA free agency. We'll get into that. It's Two Guys, One Mike.